things. I only know that he is a man with hair on the palm of his hands, no blood in his face.
This is PR Radio.
Do you see Bob with you, especially with...
Now, these are the very tense questions.
That does things. That does things. What?
Okay, do you see Bob?
This is the show.
There's no question about it.
4.1.
PR comes from PR stations.
The program begins.
Hey,
Hey, you know, Beef, I bet you could get some of that trick stuff they got, like that plastic ice cube that you could put in the rubber cheese to put in the candy with soap in the middle to mix in with rubber snakes with a bug in it.
Did it work?
Well, they did it. My mother's crying and trembling, leaped out of the window.
Well, sure, why not?
Well, Hank, it's a good boy.
To Lemur.
Yeah, there we go. I left the tape sitting on my mind. Any kind of Michael Pepe-esque feeling.
Did you make a bug girl tape of strange subsonic sounds of subsidence of chthonic continental
crap. That's our crowd at the arrival of Dr. Howe.
Oh, well, here we are. Let's go in among them. Remember, there's no such thing as bad publicity. Just a wave and it'll be over. Okay, you want one of these? I'm going to take one. Okay. Let's go.
If it were Rob Show, it'd be go, 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 but nope.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Howland Owl getting up with the chickens to bring you this special presentation, part of the Subgenius Propaganda Saturation in January 2007. We're going to be looking at Subgenius oddities throughout the ages on our program tonight and examine some of the strangest quips and conundrums that ever came toddling down the pike. How, for example, did royal deaths transform English politics? It is important to bear in mind that deaths of kings were no ordinary deaths.
Oops,
but you can't assassinate a bum, only someone of importance. Thank you very much.
So Dr. Hal played his little guitar and hiked on down the road.
Peace, friends.
Oops. Yeah, it looks like his horse has thrown him.
Damn nag.
I guess they just play that one measure. Huh? Yeah.
Oh, I wish you'd stop criticizing all the time.
I'll just tune up the instruments here.
Oh, yeah. It is tuneful, right. It's the Synthtron 3000. You know, you don't have to do anything. It tunes itself perfectly. It even sings a song for you.
This one loops. See, it just plays forever. The little organist over there never stops.
Honk. Drive it or park
it,
lady. Well, no one can sink the show. It's going to sink under its own weight or float as it bobbles and boops. Yeah, the, these are all of them on DVD?
No, Muzak.
Oh, Muzak.
Muzak only.
Well, you see, Stang said was that the music for
Stang
the
the
music for the time machine was what was being heard, but what was being heard instead, Stang was wrong, was music composed by Bernard Herrmann for CBS from the CBS film library, used on the Twilight Zone and other CBS shows.
I'll go through some of that in this little booklet. You always have to read the little booklet as I crawl through the snow.
But their wonderful musical signatures, psychologically opaque, and on them one may project any feeling, any mood.
I don't want to do any more show. It's scary out here. I want to go home to sleep. I don't want to do any more Red Bull.
Hometown stories, more mindless and more alike than the slow molasses.
Oh, I'm sorry, Suicide Man. I closed the gate in my own.
Which, of course, was based on Led Zeppelin, which we discussed earlier.
Just 4 weeks after.
And I wanted to pay my respects to Robert Anton Wilson.
Okay. Why?
Because he's gone. The comet, the bright comet hugging the western horizon. This
oh, really?
Day took him away.
Wow. When was that? What time?
The 11th.
Wow.
Just about this time. 24 hours ago.
You know,
ago.
He's an intimate of the Subgenius Church.
Well, he's now a saint.
I agree with you.
I assumed you would have known this.
You know, I've been asleep most of my life.
Somebody
and so Hal saying a mass over my body. Yeah, I'm sure it's all over Subgenius Network, but I go out to the nature world a lot and don't sit by. Because it looked, I mean, part of it was that Bob, you could tell. You know, it was time to lay down the.
By the way, if you're near a place where you can see the sun set over the ocean tomorrow night, you might be able to see the comet.
Oh, I was right about the comet.
It's off to the right of the sun.
We've been having discussions about that, and no one so far has seen the comet.
I saw it last night. I saw it from Palm Springs. But you need a western horizon that's clear, and you got to start looking as soon as the sun goes down. Literally.
And where is it for the audience?
It would be roughly 15 degrees to the right of where the sun is setting. And very low in the horizon.
I'll just go
low.
Out there. I'll just show them. I'll just go out to Marin Headlands and look.
You should use binoculars and sweep the horizon and look a little higher after the sun has gone down. And you won't have much time either because it's...
Yes, there's not much time.
It sets very quickly after...
The comet is on its way.
It still will be twilight, but it's
right
a clear
comet.
Twilight
horizon,
for the human...
It looks like a ghostly searchlight in the heavens. Very bright, actually.
Brighter each day.
In fact,
as its gigantic
if you've got a clear sky and you're in the shadow of a tower, you'll be able to see it all day long and in the next few days.
Much as an express train seems not to be moving, but then at the last few moments looms up. So shall the comet appear in the skies of Earth in the last moments
the train
of that tormented planet. Well, also in the news,
you know what I've noticed about H.G. Wells?
What?
Some of the repeating themes in some of his books. They didn't used to call it science fiction, you know. I guess they called it scientific romance. And H.G.
Not at
Wells
that time.
Was one of
them. They would simply call such an exercise a romance.
Powered analyzer.
As in, why, man, you are writing a romance. But that category came into existence recently, but only as a name, because the category itself has existed for far longer than that.
Out here in the jungle of the show.
It's simply not literary practice to describe earlier works.
New show just for you.
Okay. With the,
we're laying the foundation now.
Sci-fi magazine.
Yes.
That also happened.
Well, Wells actually created... almost all of the enduring themes of science fiction.
Not in my mind. That would have been carried around all day.
Mental concrete.
Oh, okay.
There are very few that you can think of that did not originate in his famous early novel.
I'm going to use a jackhammer on that concrete.
And he's a major prose stylist, too. Although it's difficult to tell about Jules Verne, since he's always encountered in translation, Wells is infinitely superior.
There's ants crawling over here on my...
As opposed to...
Ants climb
up... H.G. Wells' grandson's movie
ants
about...
Ants
that guy sucks!
A colloquialism, of course.
That his narrators always seem to step outside of English society, and then they step back in. And
well,
they become more critical.
That is the experience of someone like Wells, you know, feeling forever apart from society, which he felt should be smashed and destroyed and give way to the new coming eon controlled by scientific thinking, not by the outmoded superstitions of the past.
Yeah, but with some of the sort of romantic warnings.
So he believed in fairies and photographs of fairies.
That was not Wells. That was A. Conan Doyle.
Ah. So what's next for Planet Earth, Dr. Hal?
And frisking, hopping over the holly.
And there's also... What's it? First Men on the Moon, at the beginning of... You find H.G. Wells, dead guys.
Ah.
And their wonderful spaceship. The little, the opening shot is American and Russian astronauts landing on the moon.
Yes, they land in a U.N. Ship in a...
Oh, that's right. And they discover
those who would stand in
the...
But they find the Union Jack.
The best movie. I'm all dizzy.
What, you're looking for the best movie?
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's right over there.
Okay.
It's right behind you there. See?
It's K. Gordon
Murray. On the floor. Now it's in the water.
The son of Hercules. All the president's women.
Those who would stand.
Earthworms.
Stand travelers. Over there.
The octopus.
This tumorous radio jamboree.
Creatures who stopped
and now, Philo Drummond.
Thank you.
Well, don't forget the island. There was a peculiar breed of agitator in the antebellum South.
I have agitated
they were
for this
fire eaters
in the past.
A term whose origin is cloudy.
And I will in the future.
But by 1850, it was
for my testimony and my coinage will be required for
an extremist pro-succession hot
this successful operation.
And could justify any means.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
The Union suit.
Now, we will continue on down here by the prophet, where we notice familiar spirits are gathering about his head. We should not seek the truth here.
Spirits foul.
Yes.
Spirits
we will be willing to pay for the truth. So
hey,
dearly.
Finally, I want to buy some truth?
Yeah, give me some truth, man.
From the land beyond.
Yeah, thanks. Here's your money. Wow, this is great, man. This is a big bag of truth for just a little bit. It didn't cost me much at all for this truth.
Wait, this is all I get?
Oh. This truth didn't cost...
Truth?
Yeah, this
the genie
cheap
was
truth, man.
You.
I bet this truth may
what
just
did you
be
do in there
just sort of true, right?
Answer me.
You think it's just sort of true? It's kind of true.
All right.
Truth is sold for one quarter.
Genius,
yeah.
You and me.
But it's not really absolute truth. It's more like sort of true.
You know why? Because
it's kind of true.
And you're just a
just a little bit true.
But it's still the truth.
But it's still the truth.
This time it's personal.
We're coming back.
Monsters.
We'll be armed with the truth. Just the sort of true truth, not the real absolute gold truth.
The sword of truth. The shield of justice.
Well, this is just a cardboard sword
of truth.
Of
righteousness.
Down there in the color.
The jockstrap of consupiscence.
Wait, I don't want to wear that.
The chest protector of invulnerability.
Does he realize it? He's not even on the air?
No.
He can't tell.
This is Earth's final warning.
Is he on the map here?
Down there at the bottom of the sound well, I really wish we'd had a little bit more restraint.
Did you hear that caller? He just stormed out of the...
He was down there, but
he just stormed out.
Slamming the door.
Where are you going?
Having a temper.
Hey, come back, caller.
I'm here.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, we thought you stormed out and slammed the door behind you.
We were talking about the problems
involved
with succession.
I think this guy is
succession.
One of
the old
known
South,
California listeners.
Ripped away from the Union.
And there are 13 international listeners.
Wow. Now, where are you listening in California?
Who, me?
On the internet?
I'm listening in Hawaii.
You're the one in Hawaii, huh?
Where ocean breezes waft o'er palm-scented shores, where the mangoes grow
you're
in
not
the
in
mangrove
Beach?
Groves.
Okay, you probably...
No.
You're right. on the Mig Island there.
Are you on North Shore?
No.
Are you
Mig
in,
Island?
Strafed by
Russian air?
Your server's out there on a little place.
In, everybody's going surfing.
Looks like I'm driving somewhere. Yeah. I can't
in
even
your
think.
Woody... Oh, pardon me.
Because, you know, the funny part is there is one listener.
Hey, put that away, Hal.
Sorry.
Oh!
No, we do have one internet listener we can see in Hawaii on our map of internet listeners.
And she
Well,
do you want me to I just
put this away?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
It's scaring everybody. Yeah. Put that away. What's that smell?
Oh, sorry.
Well, you know, William Lone's Yancey became...
Oh, you got to see Pan's Labyrinth, by the way.
Is that a movie?
A duelist and killed a man.
Is it only playing short that game that their theater over in
Southern Planter and Slave Owner?
Hans Lambert? Hans Lambert
is at the, I think, the Metreon. I know of no other place where...
Oh, then I went to see it across the street at the...
What about Pan's Labyrinth?
Are there M&Ms? Yeah, there's a frog.
Are there any anarchists in it?
Oh, yeah, they're anarchists. They live in the hills.
You should go and see the film yourself. It is endorsed by...
It's quite a gorgeous movie. It's a movie, you know? It's
in Spanish.
Yeah.
Through the great powers controlled by paganism and the prophecy.
And sound agents.
By the dragon and the leopard-like beast. Satan for many centuries destroyed God's faithful witnesses.
Yeah, you want to go see the Michael Pepe
they were
story?
We enslaved for more than 1,000 years. But the palace was at last deprived of its truth, forced to desist us from this persecution. Now that's in Revelations 13.
Of course, we like to call, say Revelations 13:13 on the show.
Revelation X on the show, too. You know, that famous subgenius book has now been Dr. reprinted. Hell. And you can get yourself a brand
spanking
new
copy. It has.
Like
I know
this one I'm holding up here. Now, this one isn't for sale. This is what we call a special advanced premium, a loss leader. But you can get into the
one that has
and,
the
fight
honey
and claw your way into the bookstore
pages.
Aisles. Take home a brand new copy.
And now, the Holy Grail.
Subgenius classic. Revelation X, the Bob Apocrypha. Not to be confused with Thy Psychedelopedia of Slack, otherwise known as the Cyclopedia of Slack, the Bobliographa. Yes.
Where do these names come from? Who writes them?
From Bob,
to write them down.
Yes, all from Bob. From that one origin.
Just ask Police Lieutenant Kiefer Hudson.
Officer,
in hot pursuit of the infamous Yancey gang, which had committed a string of jewelry store heists, but once again proved elusive.
They fought for the motherland. Women in warfare on the Russian front during the First World War.
They gave me the slip, like always, said officer.
In 1917, the imperial regime collapsed, and after 8 months of existence as a republic under the split authority of a self-appointed provisional government and a network of regionally elected Soviets, the radical Bolshevik Party seized power and took control of the military culture in which the women now played a significant role.
Yay!
Yeah.
Their journey was
military mandarins. Are we on the page of
getting
military mandarins?
More traditional jobs such as nurses before moving into positions involving military transport, including acting as drivers for officers.
Would you feed the dogs while you're out there?
From factories.
They're really good.
Takes three.
And ultimately, participating fully as combat soldiers. Many began their military activities disguised as young men, but eventually, all female units were created in both the Russian army and navy. Among the most well-known of these was the 1st Russian Women's Battalion of Death, led by the fierce combatant Maria Bokareva, to whose career there is new information recently added, which is coming to light in the eternal shuffling through the dust of history.
Did you hear about that guy in Germany whose last name is Gesundheit? And he wants to
At
get
you.
Some money every time somebody sneezes?
Money? Why, I'm afraid I can't afford it. Particularly since, what?
He's
did
suing,
you see that?
Like, a whole bunch of different nations.
Our leader's war speech. Apparently we're going to have 2 more wars going on at the same time as this war, but we're going to pay for it by privatizing the U.S. superhighway system. So we just have to pay lots of money to get from place to place, but it'll finance fighting 3 wars at a time.
Dang, I guess I better go get another job. Pay all the taxes I'm going to have to pay to finance all this stuff.
Yeah, you're in the looking glass now.
Taxes to beat the Axis. Hitler, Musso, and Tojo
Hitler's
hope
Skitler.
You won't pay your taxes. They'd love to see you get away with it. They'll be laughing out the other side of their mustache when the U.S. Marines come
marching
into Berlin.
I'd do that just to see them laugh.
me.
Oh, how does Tojo laugh? There you go. Now, what about Mussolini?
A propaganda show?
And then De Gaulle. It's, you know, which, well,
you know.
Yeah, that big nose, you know, he had quite a honker. I'm tired of standing at attention here, but this ceremony's going on
just
forever.
Just 18 more, and yeah, we have to play the anthem for each country that listens to the show.
Your cousin's double next-door neighbor's child is in this parade, right? We're supposed to wave at her when she comes by.
Yeah, she's
not
on
to mention
on the 180th
Fredonia.
Floor.
Yeah, okay.
When the Fredonian anthem comes, we all have to stand.
I like it. We do
take
this for
right
our neighbors
wheel,
now, because, you know,
before
our extended
the reviewing
families
stand,
aren't as large as they were at one time.
In front of the Grand Duke.
We make our own families now. We create our family from our friends and our neighbors.
Our
because
friends
aren't
and
we
neighbors
all like one giant family?
Like to help us.
It really
learning
is
learning about
that way.
Life from our friends means
and it's more fun than
what they have to say.
Hunting,
caring,
fishing,
and sharing with our tiny, friendly neighbors and friends.
Oh, look, here's a large floating screen coming by.
Screen!
And a giant hair ball. Look, it's a massive hair ball.
Is that what that is? Jeez.
But what about the Navy? And when I say the Navy, I'm talking about Benedict Arnold's Navy.
I don't know, but did you hear about Benedict Arnold, that they found titanium rivets in his spine that he was trying to recover from being a spineless wimp?
He was a robot.
And he was turned into a self-confident success.
That's just
overnight.
Not true, Philo. He was not a spineless wimp. He was actually a hero for most of the world. Yes, it is true. And
he really wasn't a bad guy.
Well, he approached George Washington in 1775 and proposed an enveloping attack.
He proposed to George
British
Washington?
Garrisons in Montreal and Quebec City. Damn. By two American columns. One led from Fort Ticonderoga in New York, the other, personally led by Arnold, across northern Maine to the St. Lawrence River. The American attack on Quebec in December 1775 was an utter disaster. Chewed up, spat out and swallowed by superior British troops. Cold and smallpox, the Americans fled weeping and bawling through the woods and down Lake Champlain to Fort Ticonderoga, where they were each issued a pencil. But no, it's all true. It's in the pictures here,
wooden negatives taken at the time of
the wooden incident. Negatives. They were so hard back in those days to they had to use matches
really
to burn out the different dark areas and light areas.
Yeah, I've seen that movie too. Yeah,
yeah, but it at least it beat the chisels they were using than the previous technology.
They beat the chisels over their heads, but they had
the
to rock keep
negatives.
Running.
The rock negatives,
the little
right?
2,000 man force
that they had to chisel out. I saw it on the Flintstones once. I know it was true.
The British came on in hot pursuit from Quebec. They were led by General Guy Carleton. Carleton's orders were to roll up the survivors
roll
of
up,
Arnold's
roll
expedition.
Them up, like roll them up into a burrito.
Then Lake George, and then move through.
And once they had the burritos in Lake George, what did they do then?
Once in possession of that wide waterway, the
wide,
British
waterway burritos
would be able to
in Lake
cut
George.
The United States, which had just officially been declared the United States, in two, as with a giant pair of scissors.
Uh-huh.
They would
they
snip
paired them
the
with
coast
scissors.
Off
they paired them with
and
were those pairing scissors?
Out as many troops as they wished to march.
How many
down
pairs
Canada
of scissors did they
the
have?
30,000 man.
Now, even though you have one
Hessian army
scissor
already in New York and New Jersey,
you call it a scissors.
Arnold's orders
a
from
scissors.
General Horatio not Gates were blunt.
Those scissors.
Arrange and execute the judicious defense of the
scissors.
Northern entrance.
Could say, give me them scissors,
continent.
Though. I need
well,
some scissors.
Arnold had
but you don't
very
say I need some scissors.
Defend the northern entrance. His
which
army
is what
was
you should say if you're really serious about
and
your scissors.
Weakened by disease. But with astounding
instead,
Yankee
you spend
ingenuity,
all your money on TV
the Americans hammered
DVD
together a navy.
With
grasping
scissors
that
is
the
what
British
you need.
Would need control of Lake Champlain to cross
but
the
I had
trackless
my scissors.
Wilderness
why?
Between the St. Lawrence
the
and Hudson River valleys. Arnold survivors built a schooner.
I dropped my scissors.
A galley, yeah, so an eight-gun.
Of course, that means we have to play, you know.
They gave them names like Liberty,
another in
Congress,
joke, folks.
Revenge, and Enterprise. In all, there were only 16 American ships and 750 sailors against 30 ships with a crew of 1,600.
That's about half. That's about half times 30% divided by 12 plus 16.8.
Just imagine, you know, it's a Broadway play. Can you believe that, caller?
The new nation. As this vast
British the Seattle Seahawks fan Bart Biebelman decided to host the Super Bowl
in Broadway, which lined up behind Valcourt Island in October 1778. Further south,
sure,
the Continental Army had yielded Long Island, and most of Manhattan was about to yield the Harlem Heights as well. Washington was down to 3,000 men, and then it was that Tom Paine dipped his quill in the ink and wrote, "These are the times that try men's souls."
Bells and whistles usually refer to non-essential but engaging features.
It was no time for the summer soldier and the sunshine.
When TV was delivered, however, Biebelman immediately realized that the bells and whistles for which he paid extra were exactly that. "There wasn't a snazzy extra feature in sight," Biebelman said. "Just all sorts of bells and whistles attached to the TV. They pulled a fast one on me, and I was really angry. But it was too late to take the TV back because the Super Bowl was just a few hours away. But something happened during the party to change Biedelman's mind after returning the TV." About returning the TV.
What a surprise.
"The bells and whistles turned out to be a hit," he said. "Whenever the Seahawks scored, my friends would go nuts ringing the bells and blowing the whistles." Hey, it got on my leg.
Sorry.
"Even though the Seahawks lost, the bells and whistles really ramped up the party." Bring that fish up the ramp, would you? I ended up going back to the store the next day to purchase a remote to operate them.
Hey, smash water. One bottle too many.
The salesperson said it was the hottest remote in stock. He was right, and I definitely plan to have another party as soon as my hands
really
recover from the burn.
What kind of show is this?
You can plug your iPod into your iPod.
Where do I put the computer?
In the bathtub.
Put that computer where the sun don't
Now, should
shine.
I fill the bathtub? That's going to take a little while.
"If thy iPod offend thee, pluck it out."
Oh, man, don't do that. It's 300. Oh, man. How just threw my iPod out of the show.
Oh, that's terrible. Wrecked him. Damn near killed him. Oh, well.
There's an old one. I guess I have to buy a new one by law anyway soon.
That's right. Governor Schwarzenegger feller.
Yeah, he got that Mac sponsorship, and ever since then,
if the
police stop you and you don't have an iPod, you can be arrested.
Ah, dear. Some of us just don't have the wherewithal.
Clapton Irons, because I don't have a favorite sub list.
Eric Clapton Irons.
Hey, we're doing a show.
Just a moment. Here's Virginia Declaration of Rights.
Now you may be hearing subtones.
My mind is feeling like it's in a Jell-O. I'm putting Jell-O into a parking gator.
I'm just sweeping the minds of all the people sleeping right now in northern and central California.
Hopefully we're exercising your lower ear right now.
Declaration
you should have
Thomas
uncontrollable
Jefferson
bowel movements at this point.
Used some of the Virginia Declaration. I would
sorry.
Not say he
sorry
ripped
about
it
that.
Off or stole it.
Here,
he
we'll stop it for a minute.
There they go. Oh yeah,
recognizing
right.
it as the superb.
Now, what I want to do is change the uncontrolled bowel movements. Uncontrolled. I'm typing in here. Uncontrolled mind movements. Yeah, hold on. I'm programming the
inherent
sleeping
natural
ones.
Rights.
Okay.
Of which they cannot by any compact deprive
now, while
or
you're listening
their
to
posterity.
Hal, we'll tinker
among
around
which
a little bit with some
are
of
the enjoyment of life
Creons
and liberty with the means of acquiring and possessing property and pursuing and obtaining happiness and safety.
This old crane is the only thing I've got.
That's a beautiful bird. Just listen to him twitter and tweet.
That big bird there, there's one big, giant, really large bird.
He's a crane. Oh, sorry,
he's
someone
eating
wants to
a
come
hamster.
In here. Yeah, just a minute. Here, I don't want any of you to find this. And K-Rob will hide
load
the,
up
the stash.
Okay. Hey, Rob's got a stash.
He has mine. I'm afraid they're going to search me, so he can hold it.
It's all right. It's all right. Just pot.
Yeah. Quiet.
Can anybody
hear you?
This sounds like my neighborhood.
Jeez. Damn.
Bakersfield, really? Daly City, Antioch, Los Angeles, Oslo.
Cool.
Yeah, man. It's like Janer's doing the lawn outside.
Janer's out there cutting the lawn.
Hey, watch the rose bushes.
Watch your toe, Janer. You only have like one or two left.
No, stay away from those sprinkler heads.
Yeah, there go the roses.
Get the edges. Oh. Are you sure you know how to operate a lawnmower? Look out!
We're almost through with the minesweeper.
He doesn't know how to operate. He doesn't know how to mow. Okay, he doesn't
not the beehives.
Now we're putting, the mines yard back
man.
In the holes.
Good Lord. A Mormon critic.
If you're not listening, you are imagining that you're in a field talking to Hal.
Just take a deep breath of that pollen.
And,
brings the old memories back.
Yeah, sure brings the...
And a butterfly fluttered by, while a titmouse chittered in the meadow.
You're listening to KPFA 4.1, 88.3 KPFB, 88.1 KFCF, present online across the world at KPFA.org, all over the world right now in Australia, Brazil, Uruguay.
Did you say we were in Chico,
right
though?
We are in Chico.
Yeah.
We're all over Chico. Japan, Thailand,
we got Chico
China.
Down, man. But if you're the guy that's up there in Baffin Bay, we sure would like it if you call us at 848-4425 in the 510 area code. I know we don't have an 800 number to give you, and it's a long way. But, you know, long-distance calls are cheap nowadays.
If you would just call us and say, what's
going on? Is it cold? You must be, like, really cold up there. We can see on the edge of the Hudson Bay. No, it's Hudson Bay, isn't it? It's Hudson Bay.
Yeah, 1950 Hudson.
Well, see, you're challenging him, and he'll call.
If you think you're the person in Hudson Bay that's listening to the show right now.
And Fairbanks.
We
and
sure
Harrison,
would like
Oslo.
It.
I'd love to hear from Harrison.
Because we want to know
but they
how
just,
cold
they're
it is
probably
there.
Just machines working at the American Embassy, downloading the show to... figure out what kind of subversive am they anyway. And we sit here 24 hours a day doing show, mentally projecting this stuff into the system.
It's not easy, folks, but it's a vocation, if not a vacation.
Okay, now I'm doing a little dance, and we'll drop your mind back in your brain pan.
Jerry!
No, it's all right. Gotcha. Oh, there we go.
And this is really a historical week. There are a lot of things happened back in history during this week.
Are you sure this is a good idea?
No.
This world is not a good idea. No, I think we should delete and start again.
No, I think we should take this and just overlay it with the one that we know is good.
I think we should save it for later.
Insist,
Did you hear about...
history is repeating itself again.
Dick Cheney found the Holy Grail.
How
does this man do this? He just does so many amazing things in one week. I always just...
amazing.
I just hit save it for later. What happened, little caller?
Well, I think we're continuing this war.
Yeah, that's a little bit extreme.
You're continuing this war?
Caller extreme.
We're going to win.
Oh, that's great.
You mean with Jerry Ford? I remember those
We can't win. You can't win in America. We don't win wars. We quit wars.
You just can't win. You can't fight City Hall.
We don't like to start them, and when we do, we can't win them. Because we know we can't win them. That's why we don't like to start them.
You're screwed, blue.
Plus, people get hurt and things get broken. We should just talk.
Stuff happens.
If we would just talk things out, it would be a lot better. You know, just sit down and talk. It's going to take us thinking about being good with each other and being nice to each other for a while.
Have a nice day.
You know, we got to get off of this hate trip, man. Hey. We've got to get back on the love wagon.
Hateful,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
They commit hate crimes.
Don't you? Now, when I say know what I'm saying, you're supposed to say know what you're saying.
Know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Just a beautiful
okay,
show.
Okay, caller, do you remember that now?
I crashed the old bad show.
Know what
I'm
saying?
Made a beautiful show happen.
And I said it, caller.
I heard
you're
Ivan
supposed
Stan
to say
was
know what you're saying.
Is that true?
Yeah, he was here last week.
Wow, okay.
He just came and left.
I just came in for a haircut.
Yeah.
The unconquerable will.
And a sponge job.
Immortal hate.
Hey, whoa.
And courage never to submit.
I have to change the music for that.
Hey, did you know what that phrase, are we not men, came from H.G. Wells?
It came from the island of Dr.
Sure
Moreau. The speech of the sailor.
That noise
of
you just heard was puzzling evidence slapping his forehead.
I guess I called too late.
Not to slap
no, that's okay.
his forehead.
Yeah, yeah.
The Island of Dr. Moreau, that's true.
Are we
that's
not
an
men?
Excellent film.
Which I would say had a huge impact on the Sub Gumdinis, right?
Yeah, sure did.
I could tell that right away. That and Little Big Man. And what are the movies? Well, certainly any science fiction movie you guys saw and we saw and they saw.
I know.
Not
I
to
know
hang out in the Star Trek chat room.
Well, the, one of the first things I got from
Are We Not Men
was the tape where he's doing, I know Bob Dobbs for what he was, and I know the Sub-Dinis for what they was.
That's a great rant.
The whole rant.
Bob Dobbs.
Because Stang was always an old guy from the beginning. He's always been the old guy. Because we were feeding his signal earlier in the show, and you were listening to him talk about he was so distant from that early character that he was so long ago. But I know the feeling. I actually have tapes of myself in early teens. Very strange to listen to. Everything
did you know that Peter,
wrong.
Peter Pan changed his name to Peter Panhandle and he's there standing out and he's living out in front of the BART station now.
Puzzling evidence came in this grave.
Captain Hook bought Neverland from from Michael
Man,
Jackson.
This week's amazing.
He's turning it into a casino.
Welcome to Dobbsville.
It's not funny.
Where you, the customer, are our finest product.
Okay, I have to evacuate the void.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. You know, what we're interested in is the software of battle as opposed to the hardware. And hardware in this context is what it sounds like. Arms just, and armor, battle
He couldn't handle the show,
maneuvers,
so he went to the bathroom and got sick, as you can see in this tape.
The organization of the army.
Evacuating from both ends right now.
But, speaking of
And the interesting thing is, right
so
now, you can see on the camera
soft,
here, Philo's entering the airlock.
That,
only
by
now
contrast, covers nearly everything
hearing
else.
What I was saying
ship,
3 minutes ago.
Human behavior, strategy, planning.
And the truth is, folks,
secrecy,
he's only hearing it now,
surprise,
days later, when he downloads it on the web.
And indeed,
and cuts out
the
anything
whole
that doesn't
gamut
have his
that
voice.
Clausewitz knew so well of tactics.
That's Philoware. If you have Philoware, it will bring you
factors,
the version of the show that only has Philo's voice.
Confrontations and hardware factors, because ambushes or unexpected flanking movements and maneuvers can
now
overcome. Enemies.
Use a hammer and anvil on him.
The battlefield.
Yeah, well, speaking of Michael Jackson, did you hear he's going to start?
No, I was talking about small unit tactics, and you're suddenly
with
Michael
we were
Jackson.
Not talking about Michael Jackson. We were, however,
we went past that.
Speaking
but
of night attacks, tactical traps, false intelligence, and other.
Oh, you're downloading. Schemes. No, sorry, I didn't mean to bump into your printer there.
You see, surprise, whether engineered by deception or the result of blind luck, was the most important tactical factor in classical warfare. Starting at the Battle of Mantinea in 418 BC.
Right, now we're watching Philo's.
The battle that opened the second half
like
of the Peloponnesian War. All the way up to Pharsalus in 48 BC, where Julius Caesar defeated Pompey the Great to win the civil war that decided the fate of the Republic.
Pompey wasn't in the civil war.
The Roman Civil War.
I was hoping you'd because that's so funny.
The Roman, not
because
the
it would be like,
American.
You know, what if you saw like some Union guys and some Confederate guys, and then there was some Roman guys?
Yeah, and there were Zouaves, where and they're like weird guys with they looked like Mr. Zigzag, and they got funny pantaloons here.
mixed in there with the Civil War stuff. And some of those guys have got soldiers like swords, like Roman soldiers, but they're artillery officers waving these weird classical era-like swords around. I tell you, it makes a body's head ache.
It was a psycho time, man.
The crucial
there
part
were lots
of
those
the human
humans too.
Factor,
that's what I thought. There are lots of
the character of the leader. If the leader is perceived as no longer in control, the entire enterprise is essentially weakened and at risk. In the overwhelming majority of cases, the commander determines the tactics of surprise and inspires the morale that wins battles. This might seem like an argument more applicable to ancient battles fought with negligible technology compared to modern warfare. Hey, I'm talking here. But the growing and deadly use of surprise and deception tactics in today's asymmetrical wars would certainly give the thought some contemporary relevance. For this war radio, this is Ralph Fielding Snow.
So just imagine they wouldn't know who won the battle until months later, maybe, you know.
That's exactly what happened. Things like when that old Lincoln guy got shot, there were parts of the country that didn't hear about it for months. And that's pretty modern time there. Even like Unto the Show, which is here. I'm going to push the Philo button now and erect the Philo. Here we go.
Here I am. I'm back.
There we go. And now I'm going to disengage the APU
support mechanism.
And we'll back off the gantry, and there we go.
Yes, okay. Hey, I'm
looks just like
by
a real file, right?
Now. Doesn't take anything more than my own spine to hold me up at this point.
And the crowd goes crazy.
Hey, love it, man.
Thank you for the
spine.
For the treats, they're really good.
People will go crazy for a man with a backbone.
Studies indicate that eating chocolate three times
a spinal column.
You bet.
And a tough spinal cord. People respect that. They want to know that you've got lumbar.
I've got steel in my spine.
And cervicals that can support a head big enough to admit he's made a mistake.
I just want to go to Burning Man for a minute.
Yes, well, you've heard about the brouhaha, the tohu bohu, the fuss, froth, and the fury. It made all the papers that Burning Man is under siege from, well, you know who.
Yeah, that was interesting. What papers? Did it really?
In the Examiner. That was
under
lawyer.
Siege from who? I don't know.
I missed everything. I never read the Examiner. John Law is suing Burning Man, folks. I guess we can talk about it on the air now.
Oh, yeah?
He says, let's go back in time. That's going to be an interesting thing.
And they say, no, we own the trademark because we're protecting it against it. Trademark infringement. And he says, you're protecting it against me. You guys are not answerable to anyone. That's what he says.
Is that right?
Well, I believe that is the argument. And I'm not certain that I properly replicate the counter-argument. I feel that once you bring in the legal system, you're kind of jim-jamming and jew-jawing the jackpot.
Yeah.
Kind of tilting the ping-pong table.
Yeah, but you got to admit, if the jackpot is fairly heavily one-sided, which
it's extremely
one-sided, and you're not on the side that the one is on, it makes you feel like, hey, you know, I was there.
See,
I'm the janer of this thing.
What it is Larry Harvey likes to dive into the heaps of money and swim through it.
So John Law is now Janer, and Larry Harvey is Iron
Throw it up in the air and let it fall and land on his head.
Subgenius universe. That is almost true. Caller, what happened? What? The caller in this case is represented by a wolf.
Balanced by doubt and shame.
So you read this in the paper?
In the Examiner of
San Francisco.
This past day? Yes, not the future day.
Thursday?
The present day.
Thursday?
Boy, am I ever. I'd like to drink some of this if
so
I
Mal
might.
Had a
could
drink.
I drink? Could I drink some of this?
That's got acid in it, though.
Acid?
Yeah, LSD and pot and speed.
And copper sulfate.
And copper sulfate.
There is a little extra cup here, and I would like to drink some because I'm so thirsty.
Yeah, sure, yeah. You're around enough times.
Don't be scared, caller.
That's a scary caller.
There are no such things.
I think my brother's going to call today.
Brother, go find your brother.
Brother, that's silly.
Oh,
calm down, caller.
That was just an experiment, like if you guys had a laugh track.
Okay.
You can provide that.
You're more like a huff.
You're scary.
Huff
you're
track.
Not funny.
What happened to that?
Did you go ha ha ha?
Life-loving laughter. What happened to that?
How about t-har-har,
laughter?
How about giggle, twitter, giggle?
Okay, let's sync up here on the show.
I'm not tracking here on my equipment. I've got a bogey. Maybe it was just in my headphones.
This is where they make the show.
That's a giant factory, a former airplane manufacturing shed. Show is cobbled together here with a little bit of Yankee ingenuity, American know-how, chewing gum and baling wire. They pull themselves up by their bootstraps and hang onto the seats of their trousers as they fly blind here at the giant show factory. And somehow, gosh darn it, at the end they have a show. This is the archive where thousands of shows are stored in digital form.
Look at them down
there. Each one can be fully recreated.
Why are some of those shows skinnier than the other ones?
Some are low-calorie shows.
Are they low on humor and listening value?
Others are full of fats and butters, lipids, and trans fats.
The what?
Do you know which of those shows are just fluff shows filled out with...
Fluff girl?
With air and whipped sugar.
Oh, Saturday Night Live.
That's the night I'm going to get your hair cut now.
Yeah, here. Yeah, hold still while we cut your hair. Hold still. Oh, I got his ear.
What's wrong? Oh, no, man.
I'm
now
sorry.
You've got it. He's over there.
You can find the spot and reattach.
Ah, that was good. Oh, sorry. My nose is just completely swamped. It's like a swamp
when you
up
put
there.
On the nose, it blows.
Can you push the snore button when that happens? Uncontrollable, rampant
there is
snoring. Dr. Howe, how can he do that? He sleeps and talks at the same time.
Yeah, it's sleep talking, which subgeniuses excel at. As you can see right now. Okay, now we'll go to Channel X and see what the audience thinks of it.
Stinks. Well, what do they think out there in radio?
Do you know how Nosferatu got his name?
Okay, what do you think of the caller?
From climbing a tree and...
Okay, that's our test.
Well, his nose was big enough for two people. Thanks. You know, he only weighed 170 pounds, but he was 6 feet tall. Characteristics and behavior. Nosferatu was originally a wealthy 19th century Hungarian who plucked a rare Renuitis flower belongs to a band of gypsies, infuriated the owner of the sinus clearing blossom, cursed the nobleman eternal life as a vampiric odor eater. Over the years, Nosferatu terrorized villages by sucking the odors from baked goods, perfumes, and flowers. After luring him into a castle filled with the overwhelmingly enticing aroma of 200 mugs of chamomile tea, Matthew Damon kept Nosferatu distracted until dawn. Then, pulling aside the garbage bags he had earlier taped over the windows, Damon watched with satisfaction as the sinister sniffer burst into flames and was quickly reduced to ashes.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
The weatherman.
They call him Nosferatu now.
He's out in the hall.
You don't know whether you'll get weatherman or not.
Did you want to talk to him?
Hold still. If you hold still, I'll go get him. Hold still!
Yeah, stop jerking around.
You have to stand still. What do you have? Some
needle on you?
You don't have control over your muscles or something? Or
well, that needle stings when they.
I'm sorry.
You know, that sting.
The report from Point San Luis Buoy was not available at offshore Buoy 59,
not available in any store.
Miles west of Point Reyes, north 19 knots, 25. Water temperature 55. Pressure 120.2.
What a terrible era.
Here's an article that claims that Adolf Hitler did not die, but he had a sex change operation and lived to 103.
As a lady. Well, we've often said on this program, Hitler was a woman.
We have rewritten
the Hitler slide.
Okay, it's true. An autopsy proves it now.
Special underwear.
The balance of power is all one-sided.
Dictator. Well, I'm sure it would hate to be mentioned as the plaintiff in a lawsuit, or as one who had not yet paid for a pair of shoes, now being left behind. Actually, a gift I would not wish to destroy.
Here's a letter from one of our listeners. Dear show, I'm always reading about UFOs and flying saucers, even flying teacups. The other day on your show, you were talking about flying teacups. I hope to be abducted someday myself, but I'm confused. What exactly is the difference between a UFO and a flying saucer? Would you like to handle this one, Dr. Hal?
Well, you know, sir, the saucer I saw, sir, was not really saucer-shaped. It was flying formation, saucers being skipped across the lake. I mean, we can skip the saucer talk if you want, or we can seesaw back and forth between the saucer believers and the saucer scoffers. But I'd just like to say that the saucer I saw, sir, was a saucer.
And you're talking about those pleasure rainbows,
you know,
right?
No, you can take a saucer and throw it up in the air and then take a picture of it while it's in the air and say, hey, look, it's a flying saucer.
It's a flying saucer.
Yeah, they're all
thrown by
the
kids across the lawn.
Yeah, well, a bunch of days. Different religions have different days.
But
the one this show uses
is an acronym for
unidentified flying object.
I know you think say you saw a monster. But, you know,
however, unidentified flying object is used to explain UFO reports that turn out to be nothing more than swamp gas, the planet Venus, weather balloons, or some other easily explainable earthly non-phenomenon.
Oh, I explained everything away, huh? All right, be that way.
5978.
6224 and put a little wow in your life. It's 1967 again.
So the show is going to be over soon, they said.
No.
The show?
Well, not too soon, not any sooner than
but
normal.
What but makes them so sure?
Why are they saying that?
Yeah, why would they?
They keep saying that.
We want the show to be over. Yeah, come on, it's a freaky show with freaky songs.
Where's David Will?
He's coming on next.
He's out the hall.
It's a la Wilson.
Come on, it's a pretty show.
He's out in the hall with Bigfoot, the guy we got here. The real Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
We got a real Bigfoot.
You know, back when I was a kid, there was a lot more big feet than there are now. I think that, you know, people have been encroaching upon their habitat. And
a la Wilson.
Come on, it's a pretty show.
He's out in the hall with Bigfoot, the guy we got here. The real Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
We got a real big foot.
You know, back when I was a kid, there was a lot more big feet than there are now. I think that, you know, people have been encroaching upon their habitat, and they don't proliferate nearly as much as they used to. You don't see the sightings, hear about the sightings that you saw and heard earlier in your life nearly to the frequency that we did previously.
So that's frequency, Kenneth.
And so, you know, it's really, it's sort of disheartening if you're used to seeing and maybe even swimming with these large 8-foot covered hairy beasts. Don't call them a beast. They're not really a beast.
Wow. A beast.
They don't
the
like
beast.
That. You know, we call them the that because, you know, they got hair all over them and stuff.
Ew.
But they're just rather hirsute. We don't really think
they're
of
wearing
them.
Hirsute.
Well, they have hair on their back, and I understand that is women don't like that much. But
they're,
you know,
always saying
human
don't.
Women don't have to worry about a Bigfoot appealing to them from a visual perspective, other than
hey,
you
really
know, so they don't throw up on the Bigfoot's feet when they see him.
Also, thieves of freedom, liberty.
Yeah,
and
I get
that
it.
Means also with a very strong theme of revolt. Revolt and revolution is not the same thing. But when you have this very strong feeling of this need of revolt, need of freedom,
right?
You
we need freedom.
Born into a period, there are so many. Events.
I need freedom.
Freedom isn't free.
And,
it isn't.
It isn't.
I don't have
how
a
much does
it
cost? I heard it cost a buck oh five. The 5 cents is for. It used to cost
down,
a dollar.
So, yeah.
But now you have to pay an extra 5 cents because of taxes.
Really?
Yeah. They actually reduced the price to 97 cents.
It's really pretty, man.
The 05 rounds it up to
it's good to be
the
alive,
amount
huh?
that's required by governmental speculation and mandate.
I think there's
that's
caller
the way they
is really
the
trying to just say that it's good to be alive.
Yeah, it is good to be alive, isn't it, caller?
See, he's doing his show. He's rocking out. I just can't believe his good luck of being on the show.
Nothing can change the shape of things to come, though.
Nothing
we don't have any way to
world.
Any way to do that here on the show. But if you call up at 848-4425 and play your radio into it, we will tell you what song you're playing.
Good to be alive
here on the show at KPFA 94.1. Radio Dial here, Northern California, and the world. Here's another letter from a listener. Dear show, please stop using terms like wolfman and werewolf in your stories and the things
yeah,
you say. That's
fair.
Just not fair. We're lycanthropes and proud of it. Please refer to us as lycanthropes. So the wolf men, I mean, the lycanthropes
yeah.
are suddenly rebelling against calling them by what we always thought they were. Wolf people, wolf men.
Good to be alive
women.
Or what?
It's good to be alive. And, you know, when I get letters like that.
There's nothing special about being alive.
There isn't?
Now, this is from an expert.
Yeah, that's true.
But there's a song that says that.
There's absolutely no reason to live.
There's no reason that you're alive. Is
I,
what
I don't
saying.
Want to sound.
Yeah, I know. No,
but
I,
since we're already
I
are,
it's your professional
should
obligation.
Should we do something since we already are?
That,
I mean,
that you're ready to leave this alive
what should we
thing
do?
In a moment.
Yeah, what should we do, suicide man? Should we follow your example?
Well, I haven't committed suicide yet, so.
But you're always in preparation for this important move.
You can follow my example by waking up every day deciding whether or not you want to commit suicide.
I do that.
Good. That's a healthy thing to do. I do that as well.
When I wake up in the morning and I look, first I see if there's any dirt on my face. You know, just laying around there like shovelfuls or something coming
well,
down on me.
Speak, don't you?
If there's no dirt on my face, I figure, well, I'm not. Then the coffin starts to fade away. The sides of the coffin fade away, and I can see I'm just in my bed.
Ah, yes, the hole withdraws into the rest of the open space around you, and
right.
you step into the world once again.
And I can say safely, I am among the living once more. As I arrive from my nightly brush with
see, the trick is
Morpheus.
Maintain the freedom to do so, but You don't want to end up.
And the crowd goes wild when they too realize they
once you
will be
never
able to get
lose
up also.
Sight of the.
You can't commit suicide if you want. You know
that's true. One should never lose sight of the proximity of death at any moment.
But it can be so close that you can't see the whole picture.
You have to commit suicide the last minute when you have the freedom to do so. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure does.
Because once it gets out of your hands,
then you're not free.
Tended by these smiling nurses who will shake their heads when you try to expound upon the worthiness of life.
That's right. I'm a believer that unless you can make a bad decision, you're not truly free.
They'll just say, oh, another one of these baby boomers who think that they know it all. But like I said, I didn't want to seem glum. Happy comet watching.
Yeah, see, it brought the show right down.
Oh,
the cute little show.
This
the baby's
poor little show. Let me stroke it for the hairs. Maybe
I don't think it likes
Jeff
it.
Club Jeff.
Show.
Jeff
yeah, there it goes. There it goes. Are you okay, show?
Jeffeter.
Nice show.
I don't think show's okay.
Jeff Club Jeffeter.
I'm trying to shock show back to life here. I think show died.
No, it's still breathing. I can hear it breathing. It's still alive.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay, here we go. Oh, I see. There's a line.
There's the Democrats over there, the Republicans over there.
And
they hate each other as normal.
And everybody
but the Democrats are
is
in
on
control
the show
again. And so
everyone's happy now. Everything will be all right now. That the Democrats control everything. Now we can just see them take over and they'll do the right thing. Because we can trust our politicians on
Democrats.
That side. Yeah, just because they're Democrats.
They're the other, so they have to
they're
be
the other
better.
Ones, so they have to be the good guys. Yes.
It'll be all
It'll
new.
Be all right now. He'll be all
do. Suicide, man. I'm afraid he might have committed suicide. Cool.
Yeah, that might have been something. The realization of
that things are going to get happy and okay.
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Everything's going to be so good that he got scared.
Well, the dog would always take off after the fire
internal
handcrafted and assembled and put back at the still room for.
Well, at least they won't blame it on the Republicans anymore. Now they'll just blame it on us, the people.
Are you guys okay? You need to go to the hospital?
No, thanks. I've already been.
It's not who you think it is, but it's somebody going crazy.
Crazy.
You need to go to the hospital. Where's the guy that needs to go to the hospital?
You can call right now at 848-4425. If you are the guy that went to the hospital that one time and you probably need to go to the hospital now, but you're just going to work instead.
That would also apply to the Queen of UFOs.
That's I know who that is. That's old
Shanmar
Ralakandrahar.
Old way of thinking. Modern, all new, giant, jumbo army will wipe up before with those five-sided walls.
Flipper.
Flipper. Flipper. Well, nonetheless, we'll conduct our survey next week with our special guest, Godfrey Shagnasty. And he'll teach us how to build our own personal gallows that we can use in our backyard to take care of those old and trusted pets of ours that have just outlived their usefulness. And yet we love them. And so we want to make sure that
we're not
they
allow
go
anybody to take any cell phone way. Movies of them at the gallows.
That's
lonely
right.
Clockwork mechanism, 8mm.
Throughout the extensive day's ceremonies,
fresh new
we will be deeply committed to the principle of painless death. Yes. Going forward, we'll try to remove the criminalities associated with this activity so that you, in the future, can relieve your tiny, tiny little pets of their ancient and extended misery.
Yeah, it's
it'll be a crucial 6 weeks after assassination takes place.
It's only Murrian.
Did you say... What'd you say about redneck?
Me? I didn't say anything about a redneck, one way or the other. No, I didn't say the word redneck or search.
Did you say anything about the color of my neck? The color of my duffel bag or the color of my socks? Which is
decision,
worse?
California, man.
Which is worse, the socks or the neck? Which would you consider to be worse? Take a look here. And I will reveal 96 untapped stashes. Number one. Over there, behind that shelf. Number two. Underneath the Vista Express at North Star at Tahoe.
Goodbye and good riddance.
Some kind of Texan thing?
Theme of bubbles coming out of the...
You can park your pipe at Moonshine Park.
Park your pipe. What kind of silliness is this, caller?
Hey, man, how's your day going?
Hey, you guys said you were looking for a guy that needs to go to the hospital. Why can't it be a girl?
It can be a girl.
We were actually referring to some history, it's just as wonderful to have her story.
You need to go to the hospital?
So, of course, we'd all rush to take you to the hospital.
So, yeah, we'll come over.
Acne.
You want us to come over and take you to the hospital?
Who's going
to
be the doctor there?
Okay, we'll have to go to the girl's
song
here.
A doctor. Yeah.
I need a doctor.
Well, we'll serve your doctorly needs in the car on the way to the hospital.
What's wrong?
I need a nurse.
Do you need some boys in boots?
What do you got?
You might need a nurse.
Tell us your symptoms, please.
You guys feel a little dizzy.
Dizziness, check.
Yeah, I've seen like a lot of colors.
Colors, check.
Colors?
Yeah, colors. Like rainbow colors.
Rainbow colors, huh?
Yeah, and I keep on seeing everything. Just, I don't know.
And you're dizzy, and you're hearing music, you're hearing voices.
Really? Yeah.
Have you exerted yourself unusually lately in any way? Outside your regular routine.
Feel like you're going crazy because nothing stops.
No, I was just thinking you guys need someone in the hospital to see me.
Yeah, well, you know, you should go to the hospital. If you're, what about your fingers? Do they feel okay?
Philo, stop that.
Your fingers, you know, you touch your fingers. Do they feel all right? Are those your fingers?
No, those are my fingers.
My fingers.
Oh.
That's why my parents start using their fingers.
Okay, now let's just start over. Let's just start with
here.
The 60s and all make right. Everything mellow, and then we'll move up
there.
To 2007. Okay, you ready?
Oh, wow, everything just seems to be melting. Like, I'm just tripping out really, really bad.
You're tripping.
Okay,
okay,
we're
going to
lie
go.
On top of you, all three of us.
Yeah.
And hold you
and
down.
And it's going to be...
Make room.
So the train of fate goes over us.
Hug therapy.
Yes, I'm going to start here.
You start... How?
What do you think I should do?
We'll be there in just a minute. Just lie still now. And enjoy the rainbow.
Oh,
isn't it beautiful?
I can see it too.
Are you guys
going
to tie me down? I don't want to be tied down.
No, we won't tie you down. We're
that
just going to lie on top of you.
We're good doctors. We've washed your little brain and put it back in your brain pan and you'll be fine.
Right, because it's your brain.
Oh, wow.
We don't want to your whole mind. We just want...
Am I going to get a new heart?
If you want.
And courage.
Yeah.
You know... This is your brain on dust, or rather...
And what's the third thing we mix in? I forget, because I do this so much.
Courage.
I just scooped it out of the can here.
Snakes and snails, puppy dog.
Human brain.
Sugar,
here we go.
Starting the operation. Nice.
Then you might just want to get back to Kansas.
A little bit.
Really? Okay, we'll fix that, too.
Yeah, thank you.
There you go.
Okay, now we're dusting off the exterior of the brain pan.
You're
awake.
Are you?
I mean,
you're both awake.
You're
sleeping right now, right?
Right.
Well,
and
somebody
I'm doing this
is,
right.
But I don't think it's me.
I'm going to play 2001 for you.
Well, a patient should sit there patiently.
Yeah, and you'll be able to. You're listening to the soundtrack
but
of 2001, and we'll just work on your brain.
God.
Okay, now we'll be right there.
Okay,
hold
take
on.
Take a deep breath.
Nor his own gift.
All right, just relax.
Get that bright light out of my eyes.
Best don't laugh when you see my moon boots.
They serve him best.
Yeah.
They are just really warm this time
of year.
She's
going into trance now.
That's very good. Are you going to take over, Doctor?
Yes, I'll take over.
Oh, I didn't mean to laugh. I was just looking down here.
Now, remember, she is not in rapport with you, but I will cause her to respond only to the sound of your voice. All right. The next voice you hear will be Dr. Philo Drummond. I want you to respond only to this voice.
Here is the back scratcher. How is that?
Felt great. Yeah.
Oh, good, good.
You hypnotized Hal.
What happened? You drove the caller away.
What happened the last 20 minutes?
You did. Maybe she went. I think she went to sleep.
I think she
the
fell asleep.
The problem is she's going to wake up with the impression of the phone on her face.
You're going to have the phone. Those little holes on the phone receiver will be pressed against your face.
Your wife can play different music
on
your phone.
Those are from the great guidance row man himself. Those little holes. That's part of the regulation move. Uniform for a Roman from the planet Roman.
Oh. Since she was young enough, we'll have to play some.
Some true enlightenment. Yes. Look into the center of your navel. There you will find the lint, which is the essence of all being. You, the clouds, the sky, the little tortoise by the side of the road, the ugly factory chimney, belching smoke, are all one with the universe. Take a deep breath. Now, hold it in. This is prana. Prana means breath. To control your breath is to become a philosopher.
Here, this cayenne.
And chew a breath
in
it. Would it kill you?
Yeah, I have a little bit of pity for your fellow man.
Yeah, right. Papa Mentos. I mean, jeez, come on.
Come on, man. Yeah. You get in the room with you, like, and all of a sudden it
fish.
Smells like fried beef.
Worst thing since sliced beef.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I have to put my security.
Yeah, everybody's got their orders.
Hold on, I can't get through the door.
I'll
be right there. I've just got to slide this security card in again. It doesn't seem to work. Okay, just give me a chance. Let me try it again. It worked. Here, I'll. Oh, damn, I need to turn it around.
Philo, you've seen this, yes?
Yeah, it's.
Look, Philo, they're scanning
lady.
That's who?
That's the imaging scan lady.
Who? What lady?
That's what you're scared.
That's what you're looking at while you're doing.
What is this?
Yeah,
it's a joke, man. Don't worry about it.
That lady, she's in a skin tight red suit of some kind.
Are we done yet? Imaging scan lady.
I think I saw this somewhere. Did you have this for a while?
Yes, I had.
I don't know what an image scanning lady is, but I sure aim to find out.
Has been verified.
Right,
oh, great! Now they are going to let me in. So
you can have some money.
Look, boy, Hal really wants this one bad.
I
want to
scan some lady images here. See what you're
access
talking about.
Granted.
But they granted my access.
There, she said, access granted, main title.
Well, you know, the Axis did
pony
not win.
Pony girls. Does it have pony girls on there?
Waddy girls?
Somewhere, it says.
It's number 5.
I want to know who puts out this original sound track.
While most people dream in black and white, Mr. Stevens' visions came to him in deep, saturated colors so thick he felt that they would smother him.
I love you, Johnny. Take me away, happy birthday, through the gate, interlude, pain.
Everyone who has ever liked to run around in the woods as a kid should have grown up and treadway.
They should? Boy, am I behind the curve.
Okay, so Hal's behind the curve. Hal's in the forest.
Am I ever.
I'm flying up here hoping that
pick them both up before we have to land.
That's out on Hickenlooper Road.
Nothing like butchering chickens and making bread every morning.
Making chicken bread. I used to eat it.
That was boy, before these, Alabama Hills.
These babes are over the hill. I mean, nothing against that, but it's a little long in the tooth.
Look, her teeth are...
Little caller wandering down by the stream.
That's
he's
terrible.
Walking along the web stream. Oh, it's so pretty.
God, it's
and the day is fine.
And the days are fine.
Yeah. Cement-like little caller.
Now you are ready to cement the caller into the seat of the plane.
Okay.
Place a small drop of cement on the caller's bombosity. And another equally small drop on the airplane seat. Now, with your tweezers, lower the caller down into the seat. Make sure that hand LN attaches to flight stick LN1. Now you are ready to cement the canopy on the top of the fuselage, DL. Place tab 32 and tab 33 in holes 33A and B. Now you are ready to apply the decals that came with your model. In a small bowl of water, soak the sheet containing the decals. You may wish to separate them using a pair of scissors for more easy application to your model.
Now I have 20 wet decals and I have to put them all somewhere.
Well, here, put them on this.
And the really fun ones with the long, long white stripes or something that went along the top of a fuselage of an aircraft. And they would take forever to get aligned because you didn't know the trick about wetting the model first.
You see, in World War II, they sought the transformation of global politics.
Yeah, that was the hard part. You didn't know about that part.
You didn't know all the little tricks. And then so you wind up with the model smudged and fingerprints on the windows and the bad stripes.
I think by the time I made my last model, I was starting to figure that stuff out.
But by then, we burned so many models and blown so many models up.
Rather intended to support justice and humanity.
Just made me want
to
leave.
The United Nations.
Out of here, man.
The World Bank, the International Court of Justice, even military alliances like NATO.
Baldy with its 1,200-foot shoot provides Alfred and Snowbird. He reached from Snowbird's tram via the high Baldy Traverse. Hey, Baldy, get off of there.
I'm almost finished. You just told your horses.
I wasn't talking to you.
Even during the worst years of the old war, that's the old war II, and the global anarchy that followed, the process of international institution building has continued to develop and flourish. And they're going to build one near my house, an institution, that is. Actually, they're going to build it where my house used to be. They're going to tear down my house and put up a screwball institution. A happy farm, a wacky world,
Ski the Gee.
They're going to set up the cuckoo bin where my house used to be for a bunch of out there widgets and wonkies. Well, I just don't know what the world's coming to. I'll get it. What is it, Tim? Say there's some bad men outside. Men who want to steal away the vitals of American democracy. And erect in its place an obscene and purposeful entry.
Hey, how long does, forget all this stuff, how long does the movie play at that place?
The movie play at that place?
Yeah, that one movie.
Play it against, what movie? The place of...
Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh, that was a cool movie, man. I'd go and see it again. I was telling Anomaly about it,
you should see it. She'd like that one.
You think she'd like it? I don't know. It's
so.
Kind of a hard movie to watch sometimes.
It's got little fairies.
Pan's Labyrinth.
It's got guns.
It's got fairies. It's got guns. It's got...
It is hard to watch because people are not nice in it.
No, people are
in
not.
In fact, nothing's really nice. Everything's wet and drippy
and
smells
icky and nasty.
Oh, and she doesn't like stuff that's not really nice all the time. It has to be sweetness and light. She
no, she's it. Just not.
I think she sees enough non-sweetness and light to want to go toward the sweetness
yes.
and light.
What I like are those huge, ungainly insects, which are actually fairies.
Yeah.
Mantids, it looks like. Oh, my God, what big things. Here we see the reorganization of life in Spain after 1944 and the cessation of hostilities in the internal conflict known as the Spanish Civil War. A rehearsal, some said, for the future totalitarian state to come. And then there was Captain Vidal.
And his high cardiovascular pumping exercises.
Carried his dead father's pocket
watch. But he
worked
Franco.
He had to work up to that, though.
It was said that the watch had stopped working on the day his father met his death on the battlefield.
But and he kept that pocket watch tucked away in his secret keister holder.
He was always trying to fix it and make it all
nice.
Yeah,
and not only that, it was running. It wasn't stopped.
But
so
the face was always shattered, disordered.
Yes.
Always in front of
him. Are you talking about the one that he kept up his keister when he was in the Japanese prison?
No, that wasn't Captain Vidal. That was Christopher Walken in, in Pulp Fiction. He kept that watch.
Actually, my own, I have an uncle who did that, had to keep his watch in that place every now and then, but according to him, the Japanese had a very specific routine they used when they checked for where they were hiding their stuff, and all they had to do was figure out the routine, and then they would always hide it in the place they looked last time.
Yeah.
And then they would follow the routine in sequence, so it's almost like they knew that they were going to do that. And they had this way of dealing with looking for it, but letting them get away with it, sort of, by never looking in the place they looked last week.
I don't know.
And, he said he kept his watch that way. He had a watch.
Wow.
And
for years.
Yeah, for years. And a couple other little doodads or something that they used to secret together that way. He spent like 3 years, I think.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Not 3 years. No, it was like 3 years. 30 months.
Can you imagine doing this show for 3 years?
No.
God.
I can't imagine it.
Me neither. Who would do that?
Start with 10 repetitions. Working up to 12 and then 15 in weeks 3 and 4. Roll forward, belly down, on the show until the show is under your shins and you are in the plank position. Keep your core tight. Do one push-up and then initiate from the core. Pull the show with your feet until your knees touch your chest. Then roll the show out and repeat.
Sounds like snap, but is there complications? Machinery to buy?
It's like snap.
No, it's all like isometrics. You don't need anything but yourself. You and the doorway, the squat thrust, the vertigo pogo stick, the extreme training. And with luck, you can be a champion. We don't know what kind of champion. That's up to you.
He'd have to be a real spark plug off the old.
Hey, look, here they come down that side of the hill.
So they
stay
are.
Still. They won't see us.
As long as we don't move.
They're going to walk by.
Did what?
Take this stick.
That stick's got a scorpion on it. Shake you off.
No. Push him in front of the car. Too late.
All right. Now we're beginning our approach back to Earth.
Oh, yeah, it's that time. Yeah, we got to start zooming back.
Yeah, zooming onto the field that we're going to land in, and then we have to push the building back into position before anybody can see that we've been flying around all night.
Yeah, we have to make sure that they know that we
stole the building.
Yeah. It's amazing the way they got along. They don't know about that special
They'll
function.
Learn. In the fullness of time, they'll catch up.
Then they'll be sorry after me and my theories, and I shall have revenge. Sweet revenge. As far as the kneeling figures, those who support our country,
yeah, so yeah, we're taxing in the I'm taxing the building in the position here.
Okay, I'm recovering.
Good. Wow, look at all this stuff.
Yeah. Believe it?
Somebody's gotta put all this junk in order. I'm glad it's not me. I think I only take two of these.
Put that back where it belongs.
Now I think we're gonna try to get up into the light of day and go in among them. They're just people like ourselves. Maybe there's a chemistry difference, but aside from that, I'd say, got the chance, go for it. Life is short. Never can get the thing. It's backwards and it's inside out. I mean,
so are we listening to this?
Keep your face.
Do what?
FM, radio dial.
No, actually, I took that off. I should get that back so I can put the little brain back in the thing here.
Chico?
As I taxi in
on a beautiful Friday morning.
The man, the myth, the legend, and the show.
Thank you for being with us tonight. All you grateful callers.
Phil's over a little bit.
I'm
that's
okay.
Right.
I'm okay.
The listeners just dropped
better.
All the listeners.
Let me throw you a
lifesaver,
a Mars bar, and a couple of Mento. All right. Here he's coming into shore, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't forget, you can't fool Bob.
He tried to swim the English Channel. Now we must add his name to that long list of losers who never made it.
Don't forget your new copy of Revelation X.
Oh, yeah. They're supposed to send me one in the mail. It hasn't come. What's the story there? Stang!
Well, it's a long, long, complicated
yes, Stang.
Story.
Where's my copy, Stang?
I don't have a copy.
Give me a
bring me my horse and breath. Beauregard, come here, boy. I want you.
Get out from under that car.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'm not going to be able to go skiing this year.
Come along
you
with
thinking
me
about it?
To the ski.
Yeah, I'm always thinking about it in the wintertime.
Because it's, it's amazing.
Because it's so much fun.
And there's so much snow this year.
You push your skis on and you go fast.
Go fast?
Then get drunk in the lodge.
Yeah, I wish to go into the snowy depths myself.
These guys that ski this powder in northern Canada, they're skiing powder that's so thick you can't even see it coming through. It looked like this picture. They're just coming down these sheer faces in this powder. It's like free falling in this layer of powder. You know?
Solid white.
Just floating down.
It's
oh,
fun.
Man, if you've ever done it.
Super, super, super fun.
Wow, let's do it again.
Okay, let's do it again.
All the way up to the top, and then drop to the seat and stay on the rug. And
now, drop trowel.
Whoa!
We were doing that, or Stang was doing that earlier on the show. When you listen back to it, you'll hear the horrific event that occurred. As you, maybe you drove right into the horrific event. It's hard to know here.
It is horrific in any case.
Yeah, because what's happening is we're swirling up all the dust around where the building used to be and the foundation as I lower it down into the
we can see. We got that Robbie the Robot replica over there. That's
epic, dude.
Christina should see Pan's Labyrinth.
Do you think she'd like it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the one I'm talking to. The one I'm talking about. Yeah.
Oh,
because
yeah.
of the
fairies the and root people and giant frogs that burp up their
That's a toad.
Inside. Sorry, the
it's
toad.
A horrible in, giant
in
toad
a fig tree. And yeah, just amazing stuff. And little fairies getting their heads eaten right off by an Ivan Stang.
By an eyeless Ivan Stang. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to have a title saying no insects were harmed during the making of this movie, but they accidentally squashed two of them named Cheech and Chong, who got their names
just
in the
little
credits.
Yeah. Yeah, just
But there are many insects in
movie.
The movie, and I guess it's difficult to have so many without accidentally crushing two of them, which is what happened in the Pan's Labyrinth. Go and see it. It's a movie that will stay with you long after you leave the theater
you feel all
and follow you into the shower.
People, insects, and
insects.
Little girls covered in mud crawling along underneath the fig tree. And the poor little dress goes floating in the mud. Well, I get ahead of myself. That's long before Lugers are fired in the platoon scene when it's a good day to die and you charge uphill at the insurgents.
Yep, that Captain Vidal did have sand in his
crawl. He was having fun the best way he knew how. Yeah. His slack was firing a Luger uphill at the insurgents. And then, his slack was actually capturing a plaything.
Yes.
And then working out in the weird world of
well,
missing
putting the
supplies.
Little mandrake root on the fire.
Oh, little mandrake root, all scary.
So beautifully.
Mm-hmm. People have forgotten all that in this country. A lot of that came flowing back because I watched the movie.
What came flowing back?
Old people telling me stories about mandrake roots and
things. Put it on the fire, son.
Mandrake.
In an animistic France of the late 50s.
Mandark.
Ha 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 ha. But the whole idea that, it's just great.
Ha 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 ha.
And to think that at the same time that Pan's Labyrinth is happening, the Allies are landing on the other end of the country.
But there's some other fairy movie that's come out just recently. What was that? Something just recently, an animated fairy movie.
The Illusionist, by the way, is one that everybody should see.
It has animated fairies in it?
No. The Illusionist? No, I can't think of his name.
Ed Norton.
Paul Giamatti.
Giamatti.
Wonderful movie. Very great. And I've not seen the other magician movie. And King Kong, of course, we have to see once a week because of Hal. It just makes me drink because I have to watch this thing again and again. And just
good luck.
Drink.
Well, if you drink movie. Like that, you're going to rot your liver out in no time. I'll have to have an extreme makeover.
Hey, okay, you know what time it is? It's KPFA 94.1. 89.3 KPFB Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, and online kpfa.org. And the show is leaking.
And it's leaking into the next show. It's puzzling evidence. More than an hour, less than a show.
And we're reviewing
sometimes
movies
we
now,
talk
some
about
of our
Bob.
Favorite movies. And sometimes we talk about Bob. But most of the time, because people are driving to work right now, and they're thinking about their cell phones, and they're thinking about Slack, they're thinking about all the things that they have and wish they had, don't have, and they just wish the show would go away. And we hope to provide that right now. Thank you.
Wasn't that great? Thanks for listening to the Puzzling Evidence Show. Please tell your friends to listen live and download all the shows and generate huge quantities of traffic for us and our friends and our affiliates. After all, it's for the children. Don't forget to visit www.quiveringbrain.com and www.subgenius.com. Thanks. See you next time on the Puzzling Evidence Show.